On the show today, we have Q-Tex, Adele Glenn, and American Airlines Credit Union's very own Brad Hickey talking about the latest CU Build Hackathon competition coming up here at the end of August. And both Adele and Brad are on to tell us all about it, what it is, how it works, who can enter, who can participate, and when the grand unveiling is. Really exciting stuff here from Adele and Brad, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little technology, and we're talking proactive, very forward-thinking technology with, we're going to start with the introductions here. Q-Tex, Adele Glenn right below us. Adele, how are you today?
I'm fantastic.
Good. Glad to hear it. Thanks for joining us. And then right next to me, we have Mr. Brad Hickey from American Airline Credit Union. How are you, Brad?
Doing great. Doing great. The weather's nice here in Texas. Not too hot.
Well, I mean, Texas, I mean, that's right. Heat is relative for Texas. All right.
True.
So anything below 100 is a good day in August. So, all right, you guys. Hey, we're talking about your CU Build, kind of a hackathon type of thing, right? Is that kind of a correct description of it? So, Adele, Brad, I'm gonna let ladies go first on this one. So, for those couple of people out there who don't know what CU Build is, can we give it a quick refresher? Just kind of what is it and how's it work, Adele?
Absolutely. So, this is a virtual event for 2021 that's been a few years in the making. So Brad, myself, and the whole entire CU Build team, we've been working at this for over 2 years, trying to bring this to fruition. We were slated to have an in-person event in 2020, in June, in fact, and we all know what happened there.
Yeah.
So we are very, very excited that this Monday, August 2nd, we kicked off the first virtual CU Build with 8 teams, all competing to build the most innovative and credit union mission focused solution to our theme this year, which is frictionless.
Okay.
So we gave them a super broad theme. We're asking them, you know, to bring all their talent. Again, these teams are comprised not just of developers, but subject matter experts, credit union experts, business analysts, project managers, all kinds of talent from the credit union industry, all coming together to solve for everyday problems, both for members and employees.
Cool. So I don't want to steal your thunder here, but do we know what these folks are building, Brad, Adele, or is it kind of a secret until they unveil it and go, here's what we got? Is that kind of how it works?
So I think we're keeping it a little bit of a secret,
but there
is going to be a grand unveiling at the end. So the teams are working super hard with their coaches, with each other, with all their technology stacks. They've got until August 28th. Okay. And on August 28th, we are going to announce the best in show winner. And there's also going to be a few honorable mentions because, again, there's different themes, different categories, how people can succeed in this competition. You know, Brad and I do get to look under the hood, and there's some pretty exciting things coming out already.
All righty. So Brad, let's kind of get some of the groundwork here. So who can enter and participate? Obviously, you got the teams already together, but who usually enters and participates? And then how does somebody get involved with this?
Yeah, so like Adele alluded to, I mean, it's open to anyone in Scimitar Credit Union, basically.
Okay.
If you work at a Scimitar Credit Union, or perhaps you work at one of the partners that Scimitar has, we also have some of our vendor partners have sent participants to the Buildathon, which is awesome. And right now we're closed for registrations for this year, but we'll be quickly opening up registrations for next year. We're hoping to be in person in 2022.
Okay. So, cool. Well, we will we'll be ready to dive back in for 2022 for sure. So Adele, so what's the goal of the competition? Obviously, gets these really talented folks together and create these incredibly cool fintech solutions that really help out credit unions in a practical sense, right? So is that kind of what the aim is here?
Absolutely. So each of the teams will be building out a proof of concept. Ultimately, all of these solutions will be made available to the community.
Oh,
so that any Scimitar credit union or any credit union for that reason, you know, can come in. They're going to be built on the Scimitar technology stack first and foremost, connecting to a Scimitar core. But there's a lot of other additions. So we've got vendor partners, Alchemy, Q2, IBM, Microsoft. We've got quite a few partners that the teams are able to leverage and use and integrate with the Scimitar core, which you can imagine brings an entire amazing set of possibilities to the table. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to see what they build, but we are even more excited that these solutions will be made available to the Scimitar community. We are planning to announce and do a full run through during their SEC conference coming up in October.
Okay.
So if people want to learn more, definitely tune in to that. But they'll be able, we'll be doing a lot of publishing on the winners, the winning solutions, the ideas, so that the community of credit unions as a whole will benefit from these innovations.
And don't you think, I mean, I'm just kind of thinking outside the box here, is like other people will see these solutions, if you will, or the fix it type things or whatever. Other techie people go, oh wow, we could do something like that. Let's put a spin on it for our credit. So it's kind of an infectious type of a thing in a good way. Is that kind of the aim as well? It's like, hey, you can kind of spark new ideas based on what's happening there.
Absolutely. We want these ideas to grow and benefit all credit unions. Yeah. So, we're bringing the prototypes, the proof of concepts to the market. We're going to be doing some work to help finish them out and refine and get them as market ready as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, every credit union is just a little bit different. So we want to make sure that, credit unions are able to use these ideas and implement to save friction for their own members or their employees, mm-hmm. whatever the solution may be.
Yep, that's the big buzzword, frictionless. So we all want to have things the Amazon way, the Uber way. So very easy to use. I apologize for reiterating here. So how can folks go and see once they're unveiled and awarded, all that type of stuff, where can folks go to check them out and go, ooh, that's really cool. Let's check this out. Let's see if this will work at our credit union, or let's put our spin on it type of thing. Where can folks go to check these things out once they're available, once the awards have been given and they've been unveiled?
Well, like Adele said, we'll be presenting this at Scimitar's Education Conference in Arizona this year at SEC. So we'll be working with Scimitar to determine how best to publish these solutions. For now, they're going to be available on a private GitHub repo that we have for CU Build. And we're still working on, kind of how to disseminate that information.
Okay.
But the 28th, when the presentations are actually, when we have presentations with our teams, there'll be certain vendor partners, all of our judges, all of our volunteers, everyone that's been involved up to this point
mm-hmm.
will be invited. So I wouldn't be surprised if that gets shared around a little bit.
Oh,
so you'll get some sneak peeks.
I was about to say there might be a few leaks going on. keep the lid on that for sure. So Adele, how do you see this benefiting credit unions in the long run? Because obviously these are some fabulous ideas that are going to go out there. And again, people are going to put their own spin on things like that. So how do you see it from your perspective? Because you've worked at credit unions, now you're at QTech. And so you get to see it from a few different angles here. So how do you see it benefiting credit unions?
Absolutely. So I think this is really the epitome of what I love about this industry. The whole people helping people, credit unions helping credit unions. This industry has such strength and power behind numbers because you don't see this in banks. You
nope.
don't see this in other industries where different organizations come together. It's a beautiful thing to look at eight teams where no team has more than one employee from a given credit union. So there's so much networking opportunity and learning from each other. And as a coach, I get to sit in on some of these calls, and it's happened on every single team calls I've sat in. They're like, oh, wait, you do this? I've been trying to figure out how to do that. Wait. And so in addition to building their amazing innovations, they're also networking and sharing information and solving each other's problems in real time. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's what I love most about the credit union industry. And this is just amplifying it to a level that it's just awesome. So excited.
And as coaches, what do you guys do as coaches? I mean, kind of keep them from going off the rails too far on something, or what do you guys do as coaches to keep them, I guess, keep them focused, I guess, because I can imagine they can go off on so many directions.
Yeah. The purpose of the coaching role is really to facilitate and remove friction. So we're living that theme for them. So When they need access to a different tech stack, if they need training, you know, we're giving them access to things a lot of these folks haven't seen before.
Okay.
But along with that comes a helping hand and folks that do work in it in day to day, so that they can try things they've never tried before to help solve their problems.
Nice, nice. Brad, you're going to say something as well?
Yeah, no, Adele and I kind of, we sing from the same hymnal. So yeah, we're just being available for our teams and removing friction, just like she said.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, guys. Well, I'm sure. The other thing I want to ask is how many teams, because Adele, you alluded to there's 8 teams. So is it, and has that grown since the original or how many, I mean, how many do you expect maybe in 2022? Are you going to expand it or is it pretty much set at 8 teams or how are you guys going to work that?
So 8 teams this year for 2021, each team has anywhere from 5 to 6 participants. I think for 2021, we're definitely looking at expansion and growth and opening it up larger. Okay. A big catalyst is going to be, are we going to be able to do in-person? We're really hopeful. Our initial plans for an in-person event was 10 teams, upwards of 10 people on each team.
Wow.
So plenty of room for people to sign up for next year. I definitely recommend checking out www.cubuild.org.
Okay.
We'll be keeping all of the information about next year's conference out there, information about what's going on with this year's. You can look at the schedule and of events and the presentations that are coming from this year's event.
Okay.
But absolutely, that's going to be the best place to get information for next year if you're interested in joining us.
All right. We'll start gearing up. And it's the perfect segue from the Olympics as well. So it all just kind of goes hand in hand, you guys. The timing is impeccable. So well done. Well done. Anything else to wrap up, Brad? Anything else to wrap up here?
No, I just like to reiterate some of the stuff that Adele said. This is a great opportunity for us to grow the credit union movement and our industry, and also that personal growth that people get at Build-A-Thons.
Yeah.
Like Adele said, I mean, you get to see that firsthand, and people getting to play with things they've never played with before and try new tech stacks they've never seen before. There's a lot of really good career growth opportunities, and I see a lot of credit unions treating this like a training.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise. And I think that's a great application for CU Build as well.
Yeah. It's kind of like Toys R Us for techies. I love it. Adele? Anything else to add, Adele?
No, I'm so excited to see what our teams are building this year. Like I said, we've already had our sneak peek as coaches, but I just see many great things to come. And it's an honor to be a part of this board. We've got a lot of great volunteers. In addition to all of our participants, there's a lot of great folks making this happen behind the scenes. So huge kudos to our team. Thanks, Brad, for everything you've done to bring this together. It is an awesome event.
Well, you guys are the dynamic duo on the tech sector. So thank you for all the efforts that you guys do as well. And there's never a shortage of good technology. So thank you for really pushing the old proverbial envelope in this area. So we appreciate it. And then again, that website again, Adele, is cubuild.org. So people can go there and check it out.
Yes, cubuild.org.
Okay. All right, Brad. All right, Adele, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you guys probably have a lot on your plate as well. So thank you for your time. And we will be sitting on pins and needles for the grand unveiling of all these, all the hard work that your contestants are doing right now. So look forward to it. And thanks again for all the things that you guys do too.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike.
You are welcome.